Well, some good news before we finish the program this morning. The heavens have opened in parts of South Australia, and many of those on the land are very happy about it. I'm
singing. Well, if it keeps raining, we may have a season this year.
It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Never have seen the station as good as it's about to look, and may never again.
There's nothing better than, you know, standing out on your veranda and watching the soaking rain and checking the rain gauge.
The neighbours have had, you know, upwards of 40, and
I think we're up to 119.
175 mil.
We got 4 inches for the year last year. We went past that by dinner time last night. You just sort of hear it and you go, oh, that's good. Oh, yep, that's a bit more. It's coming. It's still going. And you're expecting it to stop. And it just didn't stop.
Come on with the rain. I've a smile on my face.
It's really wonderful to see all of the joy and the hope that this rain has brought, not only to adults, but to the kids.
I don't even think we've had big puddles since our kids have been born. So it's definitely a first for them.
Gee, it seems a long time ago having a rain that big in one day.
The Mitchell grass is already probably nearly a foot high on the flats, so it's extremely green. Just needs water. Just add water.
So some very happy voices there in parts of South Australia. There's also been some fairly significant rainfall in parts of outback New South Wales and the Northern Territory as well. Melanie Lewis is a grazier on Tiverton Station, 30 kilometres out of Yunta in outback South Australia, and joins me now. Melanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How much rain have you had where you are?
Well, we had 147 here at Tiverton, but Mum and Dad, who are only 14 k's sort of north of us, had over 200. So, yeah, it's been certainly sort of a mixed collection of results, but most people have sort of had sort of between 150 and 250 in the past few days. So,
and how does that compare, Melanie, to what your normal average rainfall should be for the whole year?
Yeah, so it should be about 200. So it's sort of the whole year's worth. Not that we've had those sort of numbers for quite some time again. Mm. So it's been really, really well received, that's for sure.
And what's the season like been prior to these big rains in your part of the world?
It's been really dry and really, really windy. It's probably the windiest year that anyone from here can remember. And that is obviously frustrating to work in, but it's also, it does a lot of damage and dries things out a lot faster than it would in a, you know, just a normal dry year. So it was looking pretty dire up until this rain, and we're just so grateful for what's occurred. And even though, you know, it was a huge downpour, it's just going to do such benefit to the country, which is just amazing.
And is it better than it was looking on the radar and on the weather maps as it was moving across towards you?
Yeah, it certainly looked like on the radar, and I try not to look at that too much because it can be quite depressing when it doesn't happen.
It's addictive.
Mm. Yeah, it always looked like it was either going to go over or under us, but we just had to trust the skies, and they delivered for us, so which is great.
What's the reaction been from your kids, Melanie?
They were really excited, and they love playing in the mud. They are a little bit getting a little bit edgy about not being able to get to school for the past week, which is a nice problem to have. Kids that want to go to school is always yeah, good, but we should be able to get them to school tomorrow, I think.
Mm. And is there any downside for this amount of rain, basically almost a year's worth of rain coming in such a short period of time? Has it done any damage at all?
It's probably done a little bit of damage to some fence lines and, you know, obviously floodgates that need to be put back up, which is fine. I haven't seen a huge amount of damage from where we are. There's been a few gum trees in the creek that have fallen over and been washed away. But that, I think that's just all part of Mother Nature's plan that, you know, she's in control of this. And over the years, I've watched the creek lines change here on the property just with these sort of flooding type events, and it always re-germinates new trees and changes, and it's always beautiful. And you know, so it's not going to be something that's a detriment. Mm.
And what's the soil like where you are? Is it soil that will soak this in, or is it headed down the creek line somewhere else for you?
No, it really has soaked in. So even, you know, we've been for walks in the hills behind our place, which are quite rocky and hard soils, and they are drenched, like you sink in your boots. So it really has absolutely soaked in, which is fantastic, especially if it's soaked in on the top of the rocky hills, then you know it's soaked in everywhere.
And what's the mood like amongst people in the district? Because it had been a tough period and people would have seen, it's a bit further south than you, those horrible pictures out of places like Oruru in the past year where dust was blowing and it looked terrible. Has it been a lift for the districts in that part of the state?
Absolutely. I don't think my phone's ever beeped so many times in one day. Everyone's sharing videos and pictures of, you know, to each other. And, you know, there has been some damage to some dams and things like that on other places, and no one's worried about it in the slightest. It's just everyone's just so happy to have been able to experience this moment, because we, you know, we're all saying to each other we probably will never see it again in our lifetime, and, you know, maybe our kids won't see it either. So it really was a special thing to be part of.
And how far do the records go back for the station itself when it comes to rain, Melanie?
Well, we've got well over 100 years of records, and I think Dad was saying there was one occasion in the 50s that they had this much rain over a 24-hour period, but there's sort of not, you know, we don't have the records or photographic records to show what the water levels were like, but it certainly has happened before, but not in our time.
And Melanie, I must tell you, we had an editorial meeting yesterday, and one of our producers, Grace, was assigned this story to get someone on a station in the area where the rains had happened. And when I came in this morning, I saw it was Tiverton. My great-grandmother was a Tiver, so it was our ancestors that originally were on Tiverton back in the day, either kicking around in the dust or dealing with the mud like you've got it now. So it was a bit of a strange coincidence. Mm.
Yes, well, that's... it's quite uncanny, and where the flood out happened on Sunday, it would have been where the original homestead was built, which was down near the creek line. So I can fully understand why they dismantled it back in the 1890s and moved it up to higher ground.
Yeah, 100%. It must have been dry when they first built it. Well, it's lovely to hear some positive news. Good luck to you, your neighbours, and the kids as well with all of the mud. And thanks for making some time to chat this morning.
Lovely to chat, Sally.